children in our youth ministries. Our thought today is this: His purpose. His purpose. The Lord Jesus Christ, He had a purpose. Now the world has a misconception of the purpose of the Lord. For many in the world today think that if I just live a good life and I just do things that is decent within the society that surrounds me, all is good. I tell you today, dear friends, if you don't have Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, I can tell you today, all is not good. The Lord Jesus Christ had a purpose. He had a divine purpose. We today, dear friends, we want to be able to look at the purpose of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you today, friends, turn with us to the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at one passage of Scripture from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 10. This passage has to do when Jesus had sent out the 12, began to instruct them. In the Gospel of Matthew, in chapter 10, in verse number 34, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." Oh, friends, when you look here at this message that Jesus Christ conveyed, He began to convey this word to prick the heart of those that were without. I tell you today, friends, if you're here in the house of prayer and you're without, I can tell you on the authority of God's living, breathing, inerrant word, you don't have to leave here without. Praise God. You can leave here with, because the Lord Jesus Christ has a purpose, has a will for you today. And my prayer is, and I pray that it's the church's prayer, that you leave here fulfilled with a will of God in your life. I tell you today, the devil has a desire to send out that strong delusion, bringing a sense to mankind, thinking that all is well if they just live a life that's pleasing to those around them. But Jesus Christ, He shattered that myth. He destroyed that lie when Jesus Christ let them know very quickly that He came not to send peace. You might say, Brother Lynn, is He not the Prince of Peace? Yes, He is. And if you put your faith and trust in Him, dear friends, you can have peace. You can have peace with God. You can have the peace of God and have joy and peace in your heart. But I can tell you today, you must accept and embrace the purpose of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, before these things can ever come. When I looked here at the purpose of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit led me to this passage and what we'll share with you this morning. There in the Gospel of Luke, in Luke chapter 19, that's conversion of Zacchaeus. The Bible says in verse number 10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus Christ came not to pat one on the back and tell them how good they are. Praise be to God. Jesus Christ came to seek and deliver one from the very midst of hell. Oh, I tell you today, the world don't like to hear that. The world likes to think that peace and utopia is mine. Jesus didn't come to send peace. He came to save souls. And when the soul is saved, praise God, there's peace. Oh, I want you to know something today, church, that not only does the Lord love, but He cares. The most controversial figure in our world today is Jesus Christ. You want to get on somebody's bad side, you talk about Jesus. You want people to shun you, you proclaim Jesus. If you want people to be outstanding and not come around you, just example of Jesus will do that very thing. You say, why is that? It's because that when they are exposed to the Word and the will of God, conviction comes, and that illusion of peace that they've embraced for so long seems to disintegrate before them. You see, dear friends, the Word of God is powerful. The Word of God has a purpose. The Word of God has a will, and its will is to seek and to save the lost. The purpose of Jesus Christ was to come to be and to fulfill the will of God and to be the sacrificial lamb which would and forever will take away the sins of the world. His purpose ain't to make you rich. His purpose is not to give you the perfect life. His purpose is to seek and to save. His purpose is to lead us and to guide us and direct us. His purpose is to bring joy and to bring hope in a world and in lives that has no hope. I tell you today, dear friends, the old adversary, that old devil, he's lying and he's saturating our society today with a propaganda that's leading people straight to hell because they're misled by all those soothsayers in our world today. I tell you today, the purpose of Jesus Christ, our Lord, is to save the souls of the lost. I've thought about that so much in the day and time in which it is that we live. Well, you see, there's a word going out. There's a word going out today that says, oh, you just be what you want to be. If it feels good, you just do it. And all will be well. I tell you today, dear friends, as people are bracing those lies straight from the pit of hell, I want you to know that the Word that became flesh and dwelt among man had that purpose to bring a sense of relief to an aching, miserable world. I tell you today, if you're here and you're aching and you're spiritually miserable, I tell you, the cure is in the midst. The purpose of God through His Son, by the will of the Holy Spirit, has a desire to touch your life today. That's His purpose, to seek and to save and to help and to lift up those that are down. Oh, dear friends, listen. When Satan ravages these lives, and he spreads that propaganda that people seem to be embracing today more than they ever did, let us always be mindful. Let us always be aware of the power of the Word. You say, Brother Lynn, what is the Word? The Bible says in the Gospel of John, in chapter 1, in verse number 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is the purpose of the Son of God. The Word. The Word. You say, well, Brother Lynn, do you have peace? Yes, I have peace. But Jesus' purpose wasn't to bring me peace. Jesus' purpose was to bring me salvation, and that, praise God, would make peace in my life. I tell you today, there ain't going to be no universal peace until the Lord comes. Oh, I tell you today, people have a desire to have this and to have that. They say, if I can just grasp this and embrace that, I'll have peace. I tell you today, the peace of God is not a secular peace. It's not a mankind peace, praise His name. It's a spiritual peace. That's what God wants us to have. He wants us today to have eternal security. He wants us today to live a righteous life as pleasing to God through the will of the Lord. His purpose. Notice what Jesus said. Think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Why did He say that? The world says that's awful harsh, Brother Lynn. Today, dear friends, it's not harsh, it's loving. You see, my Lord Jesus Christ took the sword of the Word and He cut out the sin and the iniquity that had condemned me to hell and threw Him by His divine purpose. Praise God, I'm saved. Oh, praise God, I'm saved. I know Him. And praise His glorious name, He knows me. I'm part of His purpose. You're part of His purpose. And if you leave today without Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, you've not fulfilled the purpose that He has for you. Does He love you? Yes. Yes, He loves you. Loves you more than can be measured. I've taken Bible classes. I've studied about agape love. I've studied about phileo love. I've studied about the loves of the Old Testament and the New Testament. But I tell you, there ain't a scholar or a theologian that can explain the love and the purpose of God. Far beyond anything we can comprehend. It's far, far above anything that we can encapsulate in our mind. But I tell you today, when Jesus told those that was in His midst there in Matthew chapter 10, had He come to send a sword, He come to cut away and to divide what separated man from God. He says, I don't like to hear that. Well, that's just tough. You don't take it up with me, take it up with Him. Because you see, dear friends, I know without a shadow of a doubt that if He says it, that means it's so. Now, people today don't like to hear that. They don't like to think about that. But it's true. You can either have Him or go without Him. It's our choice. But I tell you today, if you want the will of God in your life, praise His name, we must have Him. That's His purpose. Now the world, many denominations today, the Unitarians and many of them today, they think anything goes. Well, dear friends, I'm here to tell you everything don't go. If it don't line up in according to God's will, it's an abomination. It's a sin before the very eyes of God. I tell you today, the Lord's purpose was to bring joy and hope to our lives. Jesus instructed the 12, and He began to give them instruction. He sent them out in a very cruel world. Oh, I thought a lot about that, because when the Lord sends us out in this world, it's still cruel, it's still harsh, and it's still very disturbing. And I thought about that so much, because you see, when Jesus would depart the company of his disciples, and he would go to the cross there in the Gospel of John, he told them in John 14, in verse 27, listen to this. Jesus gave them a bequest of peace. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I you. Give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." What Jesus was saying is this, dear friends, if you're fulfilling the purpose of an almighty God, the Lord will take care of all that's in your life. Was it hard? Is it hard for you? Is it hard to convey the Lord's purpose on ears that's not sound and have turned a deaf ear to the cry of the Holy Spirit? Yes, it's hard. Yes. It's so very hard. Because you see, people today, as people then, they want you to say what they desire to hear. They want you to do what they desire to have done. But Jesus went against the grain, did he not? He said, "I didn't come to send peace." Oh, dear friends, he come to send a sword. People today says, "I know I need to do better, but I can't do better." I tell you today, friends, Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Oh, the sword of the Word can cut, it can divide, it can separate all that is in your life and in my life that hinders. Many people today are warming church pews all over the land, hindered, oppressed, disturbed, spiritually without, in a literal biblical drought. When the refreshment and the nourishment of God is at our disposal. Jesus knew the condition of man's heart. Jesus told his followers in the discourse of the Good Shepherd in John chapter 10. In verse number 10, he pointed this out. "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." See, Jesus knew that the old adversary, the devil, would come lying. He would come cheating. He would be coming to wreak havoc in people's lives and to bring a strong delusion that was saturating society, feeling that they were okay. But the Word came and brought conviction. And the Word came showing man he needed to go farther. The Word came initially man to take up the purpose of God. And Jesus pointed that out because you see, the devil had strived then as he strives today to have a foothold in the heart of society. If there was ever a time that it seemed as though Satan had a foothold in our world, it's today. There's so much callousness, so much hardness in the heart of man. Seems like more so today than they've ever been. You see, Satan had propagated this thought, well, if it feels good, do it. It's all good. And before you know it, that has spread like a disease in an epidemic type portion. And it's poisoning the minds of so many in the world today. We must stand and proclaim at the purpose of Jesus Christ in to seek and to save the lost and help those who are without. Because you see, dear friends, there's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shine. You may come in here backslidden. You may come in here dragging your feet. I can tell you today, you can leave with a joy-filled heart, skipping a spiritual self, giving glory, honor, and praise to God. The devil came to seek, to steal, and to destroy. But listen. As part of the divine purpose of the Most High, Jesus here in the Gospel of John chapter 10 in verse 10, he said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Are you experiencing the abundant life? Have you fulfilled the purpose that the Lord has for you? I declare to you today the living, breathing, precious word of God that can bring you and can help you and bring to you what you need most desperately in your life. His purpose wasn't to pat us on the back, Bob, and say, attaboy, Donnie, you just keep on trucking. You'll walk down that wide way that leads to death and destruction. But if you fulfill the purpose that the Lord has for your life through salvation, through dedication, through a committed life to the Prince of Peace, praise God, you can stroll down that narrow road that very few find it. And as you walk, the peace of God will be in your heart. That's his purpose. That's his purpose. You know something? If we got everything that we ever desired, we'd be so awful we couldn't stand ourselves. We live in a spoiled society as it is. But can you imagine? Can you imagine how low it would go? We don't think about the effects. Many times, we don't think about the effects that Satan is having in our world today. But oh, dear friends, he's having an impact. He's having an impact. You say, why, Brother Lynn, is he having such an impact? It's because that the Word of God is not proclaimed and delivered today as it once was. The purpose of God is put on the back burner in many pulpits and churches today. It's more about 3 points in a poem and a society service. Or if that preacher don't make me feel good, I don't like it. That church don't tickle my fancy, I ain't going back no more. Well, he talked about hell. He talked about being lost. I tell you today, speaking about the loss and salvation and the desperate pleas of those in hell is part of the purpose of the Lord. The rich man lifted up his eyes. Where did he lift them up at? He lifted them up in hell. He had a desire for Lazarus just to come and to dip his finger in water and just touch his tongue. Purpose of God was to seek and to save. I tell you today, dear friends, we ask you, we beg you, are you fulfilling the purpose and the will of God in your life? His purpose. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm not perfect. Dear friends, I'm going to let you know something. I ain't either. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I fail and come short of the glory of God every day. But my peace lies with Him, not in that world. How did that peace lie in my heart instead of in the world? Because the sword of that word cut it out. That sword of the Word took away the chains and the shackles of sin that had me at the very pit of the devil's hell. The purpose of God was declared to me, and praise be to God, I accepted it through faith believing. Today, dear friends, you can accept it through faith believing. He says that word powerful, oh, that word is more powerful than anything we know or can comprehend. Well, the Bible teaches us in Hebrews 4:12, that word is sharp as a two-edged sword. It cuts and divides. It puts everything in its proper perspective. Today, dear friends, we ask you, if there's something in your life that is hindering you, if there's something in your life today that's oppressing you, if there's something in your life today that's preventing you from fulfilling the purpose of God, allow the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings take the very sword of His Word and take it away. Allow the Lord Jesus Christ to work in your life. To be not a product of society, but be a product of His divine purpose. Because He has a purpose. The word purpose means something that has to be done. See, Jesus had to do what He did because of His love for all of us. To bring to us, praise God, what only He can give. Now I know the world has fell over head over heels with the lies that Satan has propagated, expounded upon through different generations. But this old word is the same today as it was yesterday, and it will be forevermore. I remember one time I had an encounter with a lady at a Christian bookstore. And she was promoting a Bible that read more like a comic book than it did a Bible. And I told her in the most loving, compassionate way, I said, well, that ain't a Bible. She said, oh, you're one of them. It ran all over me. I said, yeah, I might be one of them, but it ain't this Bible I got ain't ever messed me up. You see, the world out there today, they look at you as one of them. I don't see myself as one of them. I see myself as one of His. Through His purpose. If you're here today, dear friends, we beg you. We beg you to embrace that purpose. So that you today can be the recipient of that peace, the peace with God, the peace of God, and have the peace of God in your life. How do I have it? Embrace it. How do I take away what hinders? Through the power of His Word. I can't do it. Brother Kyle can't do it. Brother Joey can't do it. Sister Sandy can't do it. But praise be to God, my Jesus can. My Jesus can. What my Jesus did for me, my Jesus can do for you. What my Jesus has done for you, He can do for others. Praise His glorious name. That's His purpose. That's His purpose. To make us what He would have us to be. Let's stand to our feet.